Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good afternoon and good morning. My name is Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Radesh Balakrishnan, General Manager of OpenStack at Red Hat. Radesh, welcome.
Thank you, Jake. Good to be here.
Radesh, tell us a little bit about your role as General Manager of OpenStack at Red Hat, and tell the audience a little bit about the role and the services your company provides.
So the role is fairly straightforward. I wake up every day thinking about how do we drive pervasive adoption of OpenStack across the globe. The services that we bring to the table, essentially, as you must be familiar with Red Hat, we are the largest open source company on planet Earth. And in line with that, our focus is on making sure that we make available enterprise-ready production class OpenStack distribution in the market. We also have, as enablers, learning services to make sure that IT professionals can get trained to be successful with OpenStack deployment and management, and also some level of capability and capacity around deployment from a services perspective, although our larger play is making sure that we partner with the SIs to deploy in customer environments. So in a nutshell, our primary focus is on providing world-class, enterprise-class, production-ready distribution of OpenStack.
Can you tell our audience a little bit about, over the last 4 years, what are some of the things that Red Hat has done, not only with the community, but with the actual OpenStack platform and Red Hat distribution that really make it production-worthy? I think you mentioned production-worthy is a charter of your organization.
OpenStack in itself doesn't offer all the services that are needed to stand up a cloud infrastructure. So by co-engineering with Red Hat Enterprise Linux and adding OpenStack along with that, hence our product is named Red Hat OpenStack Platform, we are able to make sure that we are driving innovation across all layers at the operating system level, at the hypervisor level, as well as at the OpenStack layer to make sure that the capabilities that are needed for a customer to stand up an infrastructure as a service environment are delivered in alignment with upstream community. The second area of focus to make sure that production readiness is driven is having a large certified partner ecosystem out there across compute, storage, networking, as well as from an ISV solution perspective. We have by far the largest partner ecosystem with certified solutions in the market right now. We're talking about 200 to 300 partners who have at any point in time certified solutions, depending on which version of the release we are talking about. As you know, OpenStack is on a 6-month cadence. And that also means that we're talking about multiple thousands of solutions that are available for customers to mix and match. The third one I'd like to call out is the partnership with large organizations such as Intel, Cisco, and Dell to make sure that we are jointly innovating, testing in our mutual labs, making sure that scale and performance is up to snuff from an enterprise readiness perspective.
What are some of the market momentum and recent customer successes that you're seeing in the market today?
Let's take banking as a vertical. BBVA and Santander Bank, two large banks based in Spain, they both are in production with Red Hat OpenStack platform for a little over 2 years now, so much so that BBVA has actually entered into a longer-term strategic partnership with us to drive their digitization efforts for the next 3 years based on our OpenStack offering. So that's a testimony to not only the fact that it's production-ready, but also with digitization becoming a key initiative by large organizations across the globe, how OpenStack can play a pivotal role in helping companies reinvent themselves. Or if you look at telco as a vertical, Verizon is a recent customer of ours. At the last OpenStack summit, we had Verizon actually present their experience with our OpenStack deployment as well. Verizon today has Red Hat OpenStack platform deployed across 5 data centers, making the largest production deployment of OpenStack across the globe. Or if you look at academic institutions, Cambridge University is using Red Hat OpenStack platform for powering their HPC research. One more exciting example of a production customer is NASA JPL. I don't know if I'm going to personally go to Mars one day, but you know, the fact that our software is actually powering the infrastructure that's behind multiple missions, including the Mars mission of NASA JPL, is an exciting reality today.
What a fun way to think about, why do I wake up every day to do my job? Well, because my team is helping to build the solutions that are going to take the human race to Mars. That's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I do get goosebumps, believe it or not, thinking about that.
Can you talk a little bit about the work that you're doing to enhance and further the development of network function virtualization technology and Project Phoenix?
So this is a burning platform moment for a lot of the large telcos, in that if they're not reinventing the way the infrastructure is laid out, away from the proprietary past to commodity hardware with open software, they're going to be facing some dire consequences. Now, the good news is both Intel and Red Hat have the shared vision that we've got to drive innovation across all levels of the platform. So that's the context of the Project Phoenix. If I were to go down one level in altitude in terms of what are sort of the areas of focus within the quote-unquote Project Phoenix effort between Intel and Red Hat, they fall in three buckets. One is innovation, which is how do we make sure that with upstream aligned innovation, we're not talking about proprietary, you know, walking away from one proprietary jail to another, but rather truly upstream aligned manner, driving innovation across all the layers of the stack so that a fully open NFV infrastructure can be made available, powered by OpenStack, to meet the need in the market. The second I in Project Phoenix is about interoperability, because NFV and VNFs, there's the magic of being able to mix and match different VNFs on a NFV infrastructure. But at the same time, somebody's got to do the hard work of making sure that testing that and proving out the scale and performance characteristics is done. So that's another area of focus. And last but not least is the need for integration services. And that's where the role of some of our joint partners, such as system integrators, come into picture as well. So all in all, you can view Project Phoenix as a comprehensive effort jointly driven by Intel and Red Hat to make sure that we are removing all barriers to adoption of NFV, and more importantly, setting the pace for innovation in a truly open way so that the benefits of NFV can be accrued to the organizations sooner rather than later.
Can you talk a little bit about the focus on network function virtualization that the team had at the Spring OpenStack Summit? We made the Verizon announcement. We also announced additional collaboration with Dell and Big Switch Networks. But talk a little bit about what that means to your team, what that means to the industry.
Verizon is the shiny example, and in many ways the tip of the iceberg in terms of what can be done with focus from two large organizations that are driving the agenda in a very proactive manner. What I would expect as we go into the Barcelona summit is even more of such examples shared by both the organizations, and more importantly, the roadmap for NFV-based functionality being baked in as a default into the OpenStack roadmap, but not as a afterthought, which was the case maybe a couple of years ago until Intel and us got together as with support from some of the carriers, etc. So all in all, it's an exciting spot to be in when it comes to NFV momentum and the role of the partnership between Intel and Red Hat.
Okay, well, I know we're running over and our fans want one final question. Where can they find more information about your company's products and services?
The best location would be to go to www.redhat.com, and of course, never hesitate to reach out to either us or one of our partners, always eager to engage with more customers as they are transforming themselves.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Radesh Balakrishnan, General Manager, OpenStack and Red Hat. This has been Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Jake Smith. Thanks and have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Cheers.